Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny Meringue.
And then I went to this movie theater. This is it. I made a noise like this.
Dusty Hera.
Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other.
I'm beginning to like this kid, Mike.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080. The Fan.
All right, hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Monday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours, whether you're listening on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, or watching us on YouTube.com/1080AMTheFan or Twitch.tv/1080AMTheFan. Thanks. Appreciate y'all. Had a lot of college basketball NCAA tournament in hour number one. Hour number two, let's start with a little bit in the NFL because a trade that kind of slipped under the radar for a lot of folks. The Chiefs sustain their dynasty, and this is what great franchises will do. They trade L'Jarius Sneed, one of the best corners in the NFL, to the Tennessee Titans, and they get a third-round selection in return.
Yeah, this felt like both, hey, we'll trade you Sneed for what you have in your pockets, and also this is all you're going to get for him because you're trading for the option to pay him. It's not a guy under contract. So it kind of split the difference. This is, I think there you had the Jamal Adams trade to Seattle where they vastly overpaid for a non-priority position at safety. Whereas I think if you're going to overpay or overextend yourself, doing so for the best corner or second best, third best at worst corner in football,
yeah,
is probably okay. And even then, because they're looking at the option to pay him and they're not paying anybody else on the roster other than two wide receivers, really, they said, screw it, why not? Now, I'm beginning to understand why Mike Vrabel might have been just throwing his hands up in the air because what the hell are the Titans doing? I don't know. They don't really make a ton of sense with what they're doing right now, but I guess if you can go get that kind of guy for that cheap, quote unquote, it's a good move for the Titans.
I mean, they're upgrading in a division that, I mean, you can compete in.
Sure,
especially if Will Levis is healthy, and now you have Calvin Ridley, Tony Pollard, DeAndre Hopkins, aging DeAndre Hopkins. But they went out and they got Awuzie, the corner from Cincinnati. So now you have bookend corners. You're going to upgrade there. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done in Tennessee, but you go out and you get one of the best at his position and you're giving up a third-round pick. Here's where you go, Tennessee, are you going to draft anybody with that third pick that is as good as L'Jarius Sneed, one of the best corners in the league?
And the answer is no.
No. But then you go from the Kansas City perspective, and this is the crazy part about the way that we've seen the trade market suppressed, and it kind of started with that Mac Jones trade. you don't have teams, and sometimes we have wild trades in the offseason mm-hmm. where you're like, whoa, they got a lot for nothing out of that. We've seen a very suppressed trade market yep. across the board in the NFL. Le'Jarius Sneed, also a guy who needs to get paid, and you're going to have to pony up for him. Of course, a third-round pick, but for Kansas City, you're going, we get another third. We have been knocking it out of the park time mm-hmm. and time again with fit in our draft selections.
And we need to save money.
We have to save money. We have to get cheaper on that end. We've got guys on rookie deals, but guys like Trent McDuffie who've been playing really damn good football for you, you have to get creative. And like any great dynasty across any sport, they do this, where they'll trade a guy that they can't afford in the moment, but they know that they have faith in their process. And when you aren't drafting for a need particularly, those draft picks come a lot easier to you, and you can roll the dice a little bit more. You have a coach, you have a leadership that top to bottom, especially with the keeping of Chris Jones on the defensive side of the ball. Patrick Mahomes is going nowhere offensively. You have leadership within the players. You have leadership within the head coach that everybody trusts and is full-throated with in support of Andy Reid. And then Brett Veach, you just say, we trust you. You have carte blanche with whatever you want to do in the draft that it's going to be the right fit, because there's no reason that you look the other way. It falls apart pretty quickly, though, when you have to start drafting for need. Look at Bill Belichick was the wizard in the draft. Yes. How is he getting these guys that are becoming, you know, Pro Bowlers, and you're buried in the first round, or you're getting second, third, fourth round values? It's a hell of a lot easier when your leadership structure is in place and you have star players on both sides of the ball that keep everybody in order.
And that's a big part of this. And let's say the Chiefs have been very good in their scouting and in their development, and which they have. So now you add another draft pick to your pool. Maybe at the end of the first round, there's somebody you really like. And instead of picking 32, you're picking 26.
You jump over a couple of teams.
Go tasty. Go get something. Those are the kind of opportunities that you get when you get this. Because it was a third, and was it a conditional fifth?
I think so.
I think that's what it was. So again, more capital. So you get these opportunities to go, hey, you know, we even if we're not going to use this to go draft a guy at this spot, we can use it to either move up or use in another deal. I just think there's ways to go about this that, unfortunately for everybody else not in the Chiefs, they continue to find, because the reality is that, you know, they could get absolutely nothing for him.
Yeah. And this is how you continue your greatness. Like, if Le'Jarius Sneed isn't as dominant in Tennessee, how many times have we seen this where a guy leaves and then all of a sudden doesn't work out? He comes back mm-hmm. and he becomes a great player again for you.
You go and get paid, otherwise known as the
Deion Branch
or the Jackson cornerback.
J.C. Jackson.
They said to the Chargers.
It turned out he didn't even work when he came back either, though.
Yeah, but he was cheap. The Chargers were paying him to play for the Patriots.
Very, very, very true.
So, you know, you build those relationships.
I get where Tennessee's going with this, too, though, because if you had to go up against C.J. Stroud, Trevor Lawrence, and Anthony Richardson twice a year, mm-hmm. probably going to need some corners. You're going to need some corner help there.
For sure. And if you look at
corner help.
Their payroll is built around, here's their highest paid players: outside linebacker, defensive tackle, cornerback, then both wide receivers, Hopkins and Ridley, then strong safety, corner, center, linebacker.
Got to get better.
And in there, you're going to slide in your number one. He's going to probably be number three. Oh, no, Sneed's already on there. They have him listed as 19.8. So, most of their team is slotted in is defense, with the exceptional, hey, let's protect our guy our quarterback with a center and a tackle and give him a couple weapons in Hopkins and Ridley. Otherwise, it's all defense.
Also, coming out of the NFL today, a little bit more newsy, John Lynch told Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area that they are having ongoing conversations with Brandon Ayuk, who we saw how messy that was at the end of the season mm-hmm. between Ayuk and the 49ers, the wide receivers on the fifth year of his deal. And Lynch told Maiocco that they are having ongoing conversations. None of them have revolved around a trade. And Brandon Ayuk, we remember, what was it, his best friend or was it his brother?
I think his brother.
His brother and was tweeting it like going to be a Raider or something.
Yeah.
And that was right at the end of the season. Like, yeah. I mean, the dust had been settled after the Super Bowl and that had come out.
Which makes you believe that John Lynch is full of crap. Trade discussions have taken place.
Well, I don't know if they've taken place or not, but he did. Brandon Ayuk did tweet in emojis. I speak emoji this time of the year. Dollar sign, talking sign, cow, poop emoji, and then a walking emoji. So money talks, BS walks. That was what Brandon Ayuk had tweeted out. Here's something that Brandon Ayuk has to really understand, though. There are a bunch of receivers that are far better than Brandon Ayuk that need to be slotted in before he gets paid. I wouldn't be shocked one bit if the Niners are trying to get a deal done and Brandon Ayuk's representatives are pulling this thing back, because think of the receivers that are up for their negotiations at this time, because he was a first-round wide receiver. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, C.D. Lamb. Those guys, Justin Jefferson for sure is going to reset the receiver market, which means Tyreek Hill's $30 million. Justin Jefferson could be getting more than $30 million a year. So the representatives for Brandon Ayuk, they're in no rush to get a new deal done, because why would they when the market's going to change and the valuation of your slotted lot in life as a receiver is going to go up as those guys in front of you get paid more? If you're the 49ers, you're wanting to get this deal done now, because the market hasn't really been reset yet. And Brandon Ayuk has to understand, you're not even the fourth best receiver in your own draft class, for God's sakes. So the priority to get you signed before everybody else is on the Niners, not it doesn't behoove you, because you'll get more when CD, who is the third best receiver in that class, finally gets his money from Dallas.
I will say, I think the 49ers should definitely entertain trading him.
To the Raiders? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You'd probably be all for that.
I'm all for that, particularly if it's for a L'Jarius Sneed type package.
Well, I don't know if you really and truly want that, because when you game plan for the 49ers, how many guys do you check off the box before you get to Brandon Ayuk? Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, George Kittle. He's the fourth best option on that team.
Sure. He's second with the Raiders.
Okay. You're going to want to, he wants to get paid.
Just saying.
Like number one or number two. Actually, he wants to get paid like a number one. We know that from his social media.
We'll see.
But the fourth best option isn't going to be as wide open in Las Vegas as he is in San Francisco.
He'd be better than insert what Raiders wide receiver here.
He does have some value, though, because he can play inside and outside.
He sure can.
And with the way that offenses are going, trying to get bubble screens, smoke screens, tunnel screens, that's all part of his game. So he'll have a little bit more value, but
he's not a number one, though.
It's very similar, but a slightly better version of Rashid Rice.
And here's the problem. Like, people get so – being a number two is really damn good. I mean, you are a really good receiver. But he'd be second fiddle to Devontae Adams.
Which is a great spot for him.
That's it. It is.
He would eat in that spot.
It is.
And if you can get Mayer a few more targets, get him a bit more involved.
Sure.
Then you're cooking with maybe not gas.
Danny's already convincing himself they're going to be good.
With AOC toting the rock?
He's trying to convince himself.
Look, I talked to a bunch of the Raiders beat reporters over the weekend, and they all have me convinced that they're taking Penix.
Okay.
So I have resolved myself to that.
Husky fans are just going, oh, God.
But it does sound like they may be trading back for him.
All right. Well, trading back is the
that's
right
the way
move
to
there.
Go.
That's the right move.
If they can get two firsts out of that spot, do it. Do it.
Good thing your O-line is solid.
You two firsts for what are they, 13?
13, yeah. If they can get what is it?
You're getting the Minnesota picks?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. If they can do that and then Minnesota moves up a little bit further.
But isn't Minnesota already ahead of them? Minnesota's at
11. You're right. One of
the picks is ahead.
Yeah.
Minnesota's at 11 and at 23. So you'd move all the way down to 23rd and hope he's there?
I think he's there still.
Oof. All right. I hope he's there for you. I hope. Because watching delusional Danny take over because the Raiders have Michael Penix. It'll be fun.
It will be fun.
It'll be fun for all of us.
Because it'll get weird real quick.
Right. Let's talk about something that is truly delusional. Do they have the weight to make this work? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
1080, the Fan.
All right, spring football around. The college ranks is well underway. Colorado getting after it. Deion Sanders and company. And Deion has made a couple comments over the last week that has people scratching their heads. He defended his philosophy of not recruiting on campus or off campus, which I still don't understand. This is why you only sign seven high school prospects. I don't care if one of them was really good, and they did get the number one offensive lineman.
Helpful.
Your lifeblood is recruiting the high school ranks, not just the transfer portal. And we'll see how that works out for Deion. I hope he does have success at Colorado. I do, but there are a lot of questionable decisions, whether it was firing your offensive coordinator last year when your defense was god-awful and there's no offensive coordinator that could help your offensive line and how bad it was, to what he said about Shadur and Travis Hunter, his son, the quarterback, and their top player. This is via Barstool Sports on Shadur Sanders and Travis Hunter in the draft.
Where do you predict Shadur and Travis going in the draft?
Top four.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Anywhere from one through four. One of them is going to be one. Mm.
That's what I'm talking about.
One of them is going to be
speaking into existence.
And the latter one would not go behind four. Mm. Now, all this is subjective because I know where I kind of want them to go. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget Shallow, okay? Mm-hmm. But I know where I want them to go. So there's certain cities that ain't going to happen.
Okay, you on point.
It's going to be an Eli.
He's saying that with Shadur Sanders and Travis Hunter, he's going to pull an Eli in their draft position, yet they're still going to go top four.
You know what I'm picking up here? Mm. Strong LeVar Ball energy.
Yeah, there is. I love that we do have more player empowerment. I think it's good.
Yeah.
I do not think that Travis Hunter, at a position where we just saw one of the top corners in the NFL get traded for a third-round pick.
For a used ball rack.
And, look, you can say he plays receiver and DB.
He's not doing
it in the NFL.
No. He might be a returner, as the return game might be coming back.
Sure.
But,
but that's not you flex your weight and say, will only play here in only here. And then Shadur Sanders is a very good quarterback. And
he's not generational.
We see he is not a generational quarterback. He is not a guy that can sit there and flex and say, I will only play here and only here. I do appreciate when guys like Caleb Williams was trying this, where he was like, there were the reports and the rumors, only play in X, Y, and Z, and he doesn't want to go into Chicago.
Doesn't want to go to Chicago, doesn't want to go to Arizona. Let's put it this
way. I do not believe, one, that those two guys, their talent is transcendent enough to say that.
Yes.
I also believe that the NFL is a league where they sit there and they hear all of this, the rumblings around Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. They do not want that to be the way that their draft plays out. The league is going to make sure that that isn't the case. And here's the thing. If they get drafted, are they just not going to play?
It'd be interesting to see who blinks first. Here's the thing about just, you know, having the leverage about where you want to go. We all agree Caleb Williams, high level prospect. Below Trevor Lawrence and Andrew Luck in the sense of prospects, but still very high level. And even then, we kind of squint at, you're going to force where you're going to go? Okay, I get it. Like, you can at least see it.
NFL isn't playing that game.
But you understand what I'm saying. Like, you can at least see it. Like, he's good enough to where you could, okay, maybe. Shador is nowhere near that.
Nowhere.
Like, not even in the same stratosphere. Like, so to think that you could start doing that with this, the other side of this is, but it's Shador or Hunter. The part of me that wants, that if you're the NFL, you're on the other side of this. We're not going to allow this. You know, they'll collude. We've seen that before, Lamar. But the thing I would like to see of this is, why are players saying they don't want to go to particular organizations?
Because there's a reason why they're drafting in the top four, because they're not very good.
But
like, that is the part of
not good, though.
Well, it's dysfunctional ownership.
Yes.
But that is, look, that's why they're drafting in the top four.
But that's my point. Is like you cyclical. Everybody gets there eventually. That's the way the NFL churn is going to go. It's not about not wanting to go to a bad team, I don't think. It's about not wanting to go to a bad organization. If this is me probably being far too optimistic, because if I were the NFL, the issue here they're probably looking at is, oh, these kids are arrogant. They think this, then they can control this. Let's show them how much power we actually have. Where in reality, the reaction should be, why aren't these kids wanting to go to these teams?
I think what the NFL is looking at, how they're looking at it, is not the kids being that arrogant. They don't want their cash cow, which is the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. That is how you get talent, develop talent, to go away or be mitigated in any sense. Because that's what happens when you say, I'm not going to play there and I will not go there. The thing with Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers, look, that followed them for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And they did not want to be part of the Manning family had wanted nothing to do with the Spanos family. It turns out they haven't won much. But at the same time, it was Eli Manning was a higher coveted prospect or more coveted prospect than a Shador Sanders is.
Easily.
And Eli Manning ended up going and winning two Super Bowls with the New York Giants and had a great career. And Eli loves, he said, I love Dion, as the quote tweet to that piece of audio. This is good. What teams are those? I can tell you it's probably the Commanders, who's drafting a quarterback this year. Probably the Patriots are up there because they are not in a direction that is heading in the right way. What other franchises is Dion probably talking about?
I would say Arizona.
Probably the Arizona Cardinals in there.
Chicago, if they weren't going to draft Caleb Williams this year. But doesn't this more feel like a grift from Dion, where he can say something? Like, when they don't go top four, he'll just say, well, I didn't want those guys to go to that school. Isn't that ultimately what this is? It's, I'm going to make an outlandish claim that has this weird little caveat in it in the bottom.
Nobody's going to believe it.
And then when it happens to go the opposite way, I'll just say, well, look, I said this wouldn't happen, or I said we wouldn't go to these teams.
I'd like to believe that, but there's also the thing that we talked about at the beginning of this, which is he won't even leave Colorado to go and recruit. Because he says that, I think in his explanation it was, kids don't want me in their homes. Yeah, they do. It's actually a really big moment for a coach to go to the home of the
talk
player.
Talk to mom and dad. And
see where they come from. Mm-hmm. And Dion said, like, I know where they come from. I didn't want Bobby Bowden coming to my house. It actually goes a long way, and you're going to lose recruiting battles because
a lot Nike landed Michael Jordan.
Don't go to the house.
Like, once you get to that point,
it's a really big thing.
That's a big deal. Like, that's
this is a big year for Colorado. Because whether or not the shine does come off.
Oh yeah.
If he goes 4-8 again, but they are moving to the Big 12, which there will be more winnable games, but the wheels fell off when they got hammered by Oregon.
Post-Oregon.
And then all of a sudden you started to see that team was playing like every man for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And all it was, they brought in a bunch of hired guns and they played like it at the end of that year. I mean, they started 3-0 and won one game.
The rest of the way.
The rest of the way.
They still did better than we thought they would.
Did you see their spring ball clip they released today? Uh-huh. Or 2 days ago? It was on Twitter. But basically, it's supposed to be this whole, like, look at how great of a throw Shedeur Sanders had to Travis Hunter. And he threw it into single coverage and Hunter went up and won the 50-50 ball. What they don't show is that Shedeur was sacked from the backside because it was a six-man. It was a six-man rush and you had five-man protection. So to me, it doesn't seem like they're learning from the mistakes of the past. It's
back towards the middle of the field.
Right.
And it was not the best of throws. But again, Shedeur Sanders from a clean pocket is really good. But he didn't have a clean pocket a lot.
And that's
And is he going to have a clean pocket this year? Or has he learned from the mistakes of the past where if it is a five-man protection and you have a six guy coming, where is your hot route?
Get ball
Are these
quick.
Things being taught to them? I just don't think it is. And so, yeah, they might get six wins, but are they getting past that? No.
We'll see. I really do. I hope the Deion experiment works because it is different than what anybody else is doing in college football from a coaching standpoint. My whole thing is once Shedeur and Travis are gone, I think Deion's gone too.
I think it's going to go one of two ways. He leaves with them or he's put down enough roots to where he looks around and goes,
That's why they got to win now.
Yeah. Exactly.
They have to win this year.
It's going to be interesting to see kind of how that, where that fork of the road happens, if it does.
Sure.
If that makes sense. All right, coming up next, a worst day on the web. It's a wedding that, Dusty, it rivals yours.
Buddy, no, this does not rival mine. This is a grift upon all grifts.
It is the griftiest grift that's ever grifted. But first, here's Big Will, Sports Center Update.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
All right, this is one of the most unhinged stories I've seen in a while. Dusty, you've regaled us many times with the nature of your wedding.
Yep.
Our
DJ was a scam artist.
Jeez.
It's documented.
So, this goes multiple steps further, where a woman, who, this is very important, is having her second wedding.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
The gist of it is, they scammed their guests into funding a month-long honeymoon to Italy.
Yeah.
So, how did she do this? Well, it turns out she had what appears to be a very nice wedding. With all the trimmings, DJ, open bar, nice facility, booze, all the coup de grace, right? Well, it turns out the venue was a gift from her uncle who owns a wedding venue in New England. Her catering was gifted to her by a friend who owns a restaurant. The flowers were gifted to her by a friend who's a florist. Their rings were purchased at cost by a friend who works for a jewelry company. Her DJ and photographer were gifts. Again, let's go through.
They did not have to pay for anything.
Anything. Well, I would imagine, without looking at this, the average cost of what you're talking about here is...
Oh, and by the way, you're not done here. The liquor was gifted by a friend who owns a liquor store.
Yes.
So they did not pay for booze, flowers,
food,
catering, venue, and DJ, photographer, and they also did not pay a full price for their wedding rings.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
So you're probably looking anywhere between $30,000 and $50,000 worth of gifts.
Yes. I'm starting to realize why she was married now twice.
The second time.
Wait till the third.
Yeah, wait till the third.
See what she gets away with.
The insane part about this is they got all that for free, and then they got and went and made their guests pay for the bar.
Yeah,
it was that they not, got for free.
It was not an open bar.
It was a cash-only
and
bar.
And so what happened here is this couple, who they like their free stuff. This comes from Reddit, where there was a "Am I the a-hole?" And the "Am I the a-hole?" is "Am I the a-hole for exposing my friend's reason for a cash bar at her wedding?" No, you're not. No, you're not. So this is what ended up happening here was the only thing that they had to pay for in this wedding was their honeymoon. And they wanted to go to Italy for a month. So they used nickel and diming all of the people that either got them all of the freebies in the first place, because all of those items that we listed there, all those people are presumably invited to the wedding, correct? I mean, if you're giving the flowers, the DJ, the liquor, the food, all that stuff, you're probably going to that wedding. They are nickel and diming them by charging for drinks. And then everybody else who brought a gift, the open bar, cocktail hour, that's like your bare minimum there of mm-hmm. what you are ponying up. Open bar and cocktail hour, like before or after the ceremony, that's what you should be making sure that you're saying a big thank you as the bride and groom for coming to our wedding, coming yes. to our special day. We're going to hook you up. We're at least going to get you a little boozy woozy.
That's
here.
Honestly the most expensive thing at a wedding outside of the food. Like that's of the thing nope. thing.
They charged.
Yes.
They charged because they wanted to go for free. And I am the am I an a-hole for exposing this as a friend? No,
no.
You're not. No, you are not. If you are the friend of the bride and you're like, hey, by the way, everybody, all these drinks that we're paying for here, all free. All free. That is how you get
do the math again.
A mutiny at your wedding.
200 people were at this wedding. This was not a 20-person, 40-person, 60-person.
Yeah, paid for a month in Italy.
Do the math here. 200 people. Let's say half of them drank. Let's say half of that half, 50, were really drinking.
Yeah.
So you got 50 people dropping $100. That's $5,000 right there. And then you've
they're
got
I have a feeling that these are fancy schmancy folks too,
who bought the good stuff. And the insane thing about this, she paid the bartender $20 an hour plus tips.
I would like to thank my cousin Steven and his lovely bride for not doing this to us.
So the bartender only got like, think of it, like I'm going to push this out. They got paid $80 for 10
four
bar,
hours, yeah.
for your 4 hours.
And then you probably got 100 in tips. I'd imagine, probably 100 in tips. Maybe more. Four hours, all you tell you types. Let's say he gets 250, 250, 300.
I'm telling you though. I kind of like, I appreciate the hustle of the bride here, like doing this. Like,
no.
But no, oh, it's
no,
terrible
no.
person.
No, it's scammy
can,
as hell.
It, you can it, appreciate the hustle,
yes,
and they are still
scammy as hell.
Scumbag. A hustler. Hustlers by nature are shady folks.
Yeah.
Scumbag.
And these two are hustlers and scumbags. Both things can be true. You can appreciate, like, you're really going for this free wedding at all costs here on wedding number two.
Not only that,
this is red flag palooza for the groom. But this is like
great connections.
If I am a buddy of the groom, if I'm groomsman number 12, like Will Ortner was
right.
this past weekend, if I'm groomsman number 12, you know your lot in life. Like you're not groomsman number one. As groomsman number 12, you are the person. In number one and number 12 have got to be the two that go in there and they say, "Hey, buddy, run." I got a chopper. It's gassed up. Mm. We can get out of here before you walk down that aisle because this ain't gonna go well for you, pal.
I'm just blown away by how many connections she has. Good connections.
Yeah, when you have catering,
venue,
flowers, DJ,
booze,
rings
at cost.
Yeah,
wings at cost.
Wings at cost would be fantastic.
I mean, wings at cost right now. Wings are pricey.
Wings are getting up there.
Those BOGO deals aren't as good as they used to be.
So, You get all of those things for free, including all of the alcohol, and then you charge your wedding guests at the bar.
They think that they made it roughly $20,000, which that sounds about right for a month in Italy, because
they made 20 grand at the bar that night. Dude, these people are
scumbags.
I would not want to hang out with them. But then again, I think that maybe a lot of the people that are at this wedding
probably got boozed out of their mind,
but they probably see eye to eye with them. You know, they're like, I bet a lot of them do.
This is not a normal human thought. This is a wedding where there's like three groomsmen,
they run
three
in packs.
Bridesmaids.
They run lunatics run in packs. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I agree. But
this isn't a lone wolf situation.
This is low down.
This is very low.
Bad.
This is very low.
These are evil people.
Yeah,
the world doesn't deserve these people. These are people who don't pick up the tab at the bar.
Yeah, I think I've told this story on the air before. But I had a dear friend of mine who in college, I told him at the time, I will not go to your first wedding. I'll be at your second. I told him that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not go to his first wedding.
Did you went to a second?
I went to a second wedding. Yeah. And I was there. And I was so happy that I was there for number two. And I think number two is going to work.
Did you tell us preemptively because you knew who he was marrying and was like, no? Or
no,
just a general thought?
No. I didn't know who he was marrying at the time in college. It was... You just have this gut feeling,
sure.
Right? Like you know that guy. I have a feeling a lot of people at this wedding, they left saying, "I'm not coming to number three."
Yeah,
there will be a third. I'm not coming to number three. You fooled me the first time. Shame
me the second time.
Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. George W. Bush, fool me a third time. Well,
you fooled me.
Shame.
Yeah. Can't get fooled again.
That's where we're going. On this one here. Wedding number three, I can't wait for the Reddit thread
again,
on that one.
I do respect the hustle in the sense of you generate enough money to stay in Italy for a month.
Yeah, I would be very upset at this. And another thing, what kind of job lets you go on a honeymoon for a month?
An honesty station.
Like, I have a feeling that these people, they live a life that we cannot connect to. I mean, look at the connections that were donated to them. A lot of the people that were there, they didn't really care. They're throwing money around, and they just used it as a fundraiser. And they knew.
The tax write-off.
I'm so out on these human
beings.
I bet
you those gifts were probably pretty solid, too.
These people are insufferable.
Considering the... Like, think about that. I feel like a venue for a wedding in New England probably costs anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000.
If you are doing this, be upfront with your guests and say...
Put a note.
Hey,
you're funding our honeymoon.
Our wedding registry... is just give us cash because we want to go. We're going to give you the open bar, but all we want is cash because we want to go on a month-long Italian honeymoon.
They need swag.
Here's the situation.
They do need a situation breakdown, for sure. These are terrible people.
But I bet I would imagine a large portion, again, of those 200-plus people, also pretty terrible.
Yeah, that's
true. I'm making that. I'm drawing that line.
That's true.
It is what it is. All right, coming up next.
Wow. And she's in her 40s, too.
Yeah, I mean.
This is an even scummier move.
I mean, is it, though? You're starting to see that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. You know. See you at the third wedding.
Speaking of understanding situations, Shohei Ohtani is going to sit down and talk here in a little bit. We didn't really get a chance to get
less
to this much over Thursday and Friday because of the NCAA tournament action. But we need to dive into this a little bit because it's a pretty hairy, weird story. And we'll dive into that next year on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan. That screaming here might be the legal firm representing Shohei Ohtani.
Wait, can we talk about the screaming Grand Canyon fan from last night?
Oh, the one that was plugged directly into the microphone?
What was that? I would have rather heard what as I lay dying than what I heard last night. That was ridiculous.
That was very reminiscent of DeMar DeRozan's daughter.
Yes.
Being courtside.
Oh, that's a good call.
That whistle was just... That high-pitched scream that went into the whistle register just carried through the entire arena.
I'm in for Grand Canyon. I'm picking up what Grand Canyon's putting down. Their fan base, have you seen their games, their home games?
Oh, yeah.
They're crazy.
No, they turn out, man. They created a basketball culture down there.
At a for-profit university. They're not even hiding behind it. They're like, no, we're for profit. Yeah. We're just taking your money.
And they're taking their money and they're putting it into their basketballs.
Bryce Drew.
Look.
Let's go.
Being successful. Speaking of money, lots of money.
Yeah.
So for those that may have missed this, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
You had somebody who was under investigation who had a document that linked Shohei Ohtani to purported gambling debts upwards of $4.5 million.
A bookie.
Yes.
But not not
the most salacious of bookies. We weren't going full, you know, cloak and dagger here. It was a known bookie.
But this is the thing, is that Ohtani was not directly related to Matthew Boyer, the bookmaker.
No.
It was in Matthew Boyer, who is this bookie who's being investigated by the FBI. He has said that Shohei Ohtani never placed bets with him, and he does not know Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
This all is going back to the interpreter of Shohei Ohtani, who's been attached at his side since he came from Japan to
Ipe Mizuhara. Here's the thing, and this is where we definitely need a swag. Here's the situation here. There is a lot that goes into this because the original story, when it broke, stated that Mizuhara, after being fired by the Dodgers on Wednesday in the wake of inquiries surrounding at least $4.5 million in wire transfers from Ohtani's bank account to said bookmaker, Boyer.
Yeah, dang.
Again, $4.5 million from Ohtani's bank account. The interesting thing about this to note
that would link him to the bookmaker.
Yes. The interesting thing about this is, number one, it's wire transfer, which means it cannot be initiated by somebody other than Ohtani unless they are a legal signer on his bank account. You can't do that legally.
There we go.
The other part about this is Ohtani is spelled differently.
Oh.
On his, it's instead of O-H, as it's in the public persona, O-T-A-N-I, which is actually his family spelling. Side note, having worked with some money laundering teams around terrorism 20 years ago, that was a very normal thing to do, is to change the your naming nomenclature to try to hide tracks.
Okay.
Not saying that's what happened, but as the first thing that I saw when I saw that, I went, oh, I've seen this before. So this all started with Ohtani's camp initially saying that Ohtani transferred the money to cover Mizuhara's debt. And they ended up giving Mizuhara to ESPN to clarify everything on Tuesday night.
So Ohtani's agent, his
legal team?
Not his legal team. His agent and his publicist.
Publicist, there you go.
They put Mizuhara and they connected him with ESPN. And they said, you tell your side, whatever. Then they hired his legal team.
Yes.
And that's where the legal team was like, no!
Yeah, the following day, Burke Brettler LLP, the law firm representing Ohtani in this manner, instead said the two-way star has been the victim of a massive theft.
Uh-oh.
Mizuhara then recanted his entire story and told ESPN that Ohtani had no knowledge of his debt and that Ohtani had not transferred the money.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so in the span of 12 hours, you went from Ohtani knew everything about this and oversaw the transfer of $4.5 million to said bookie, which means he would be complicit in probably wire fraud, I would imagine.
That would be a big one.
And a substantial amount of money, to having no idea about the entire situation at all. Somebody's lying. So I'm assuming it's literally everyone.
We get in 45 minutes, Ohtani's going to speak to the media.
Yes.
And I am assuming that what we will get out of Ohtani is...
he's going to read a prepared statement.
Big nothing burger.
Yes. And it's going to be written by his legal team.
No questions either.
Major League Baseball has opened an investigation on this whole saga. And they opened it on Friday after saying they weren't going to do anything.
Uh-huh.
Friday News Dump, by the way, we're opening an investigation.
Oh, no, the biggest star in the game.
Ohtani is either the best, worst friend of all time,
mm-hmm.
or
he's Michael Jordan 2.0.
Yeah.
And I'm leaning towards the latter.
I have no idea what to think of any of this. Because I also, like, there is a part of me that I do want to believe that Ohtani and Mizuhara's relationship, think about this. When you come to the States, really, the only person that you can communicate with every single day on a day-to-day.
He understands you, your culture.
Your interpreter becomes your best friend.
Yes.
And so, like, this guy was his best friend, his right-hand man. There's a part of me where I can say, as unbelievable as all this sounds, like, okay, put yourself in his shoes. Like, maybe you do bail out your buddy.
You have the ability to help your buddy out here, so you do.
And Mizuhara initially said he paid it off with the understanding I never bet on anything again. And then, like, he's
which always,
like,
works out for gamblers.
I just signed a $700 million contract. I've got nothing left that I need to worry about. I know that I'm going to be a billionaire when this thing's all said and done. My career's done. $4.5 million for you to get out from underneath this. If you don't ever bet on sports again, that's why I'm doing this. There's a shred of me that is like, okay, I want to believe it. That shred goes pretty quickly. It is quite
when you
literally a shred.
Flip that story on its head and recant everything.
And I really do. I truly believe that that has everything to do with the fact he doesn't want to get caught up in wire fraud, tax evasion, whatever it is, on a transfer of $4.5 million. That on the surface you may think that that's a good idea, a very bad idea, very, very, very bad idea, to just transfer $4.5 million and let this thing just think it's going to go away forever and you're going to wipe your hands clean.
Yeah, it's all going to be very interesting. I tighten my tinfoil on this. I lean towards him being Jordan 2.0, and I lean towards MLB having an idea about what was already going on.
He has to play in the G League.
That doesn't exist anymore. The Ignite.
No, he'll have to go. He'll play for the Rip City Remix. That's going to be his punishment. He's got to go and play for the Remix like Jordan went and played for the Birmingham Barons.
It would be insane if because the precedent has already been set with Pete Rose.
Yeah.
If it turns out that he was betting on baseball, this will be the biggest gambling scandal ever.
Yeah. Would you hear it? The Astros owner of all people came out. Do you see what Jim Crane said?
No. Oh, please tell me. Pot kettle. Come on, buddy.
This is the third worst scandal in baseball, behind only the Black Sox and the yet to be uncovered Yankees letter. The city of Houston stands behind justice as another dark shadow has been placed over our sport. We must demand the facts. This can't be true.
That has to be.
No, that's
got to
be set. Yeah, satire. That's totally fake.
Okay.
If that were to, okay, good. It's not real. Okay. If that was real, that would be the chef's kiss on all of it.
Yes.
But it's not. Thank God. Okay. He never said that.
All right. Coming up next.
Abort.
Coming up next, the Portland Trailblazers made history last night. Well, Diamond, that and more coming up on Danny and Dusty, 10 Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.